Points to ponder on the prophet's birthday. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, everybody, and heartiest congratulations to you all on one of the most blessed days of the year. Today is a grand day in the history of mankind, when the Almighty Creator of the universe decided to bring into the world His last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. It is actually a day of double blessing, for it is the day on whose 136th anniversary was born the Prophet's sixth infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him. So, first listen to a special program on the Prophet of Peace, and here we present you Ayah 28 of Surah Fath, where God Almighty informs mankind, "It is He who has sent His Prophet with guidance and the true religion, that He may make it prevail over all religions, and Allah suffices as witness." Today, the 17th of Rabiul Awwal, is that grand day in the history of planet Earth when God decreed the physical birth of the first ever creation, a being of celestial light, more ancient than not just the galaxies and the planetary systems containing resplendent stars and suns, but also more superior to the angels and cherubim, including Gabriel, who were all created well after him. Those in doubt are advised to read the Noble Quran more thoroughly and with an insight supported by the light of faith, in order to understand the divine words about the last and greatest messenger who was entrusted with the universal mission of Islam for all mankind and for all time, as Ayah 107 of Surah Anbiya bears witness, "We have not sent you but as mercy unto the creation." Such words were not used by the All-Wise Creator regarding the mission of any other prophet, since their missions time-bound and geographically confined. That was the reason the prophets of the past had prophesied the coming of the Master of all divine messengers, predictions whose traces remain in the sacred text of all religions, despite the tampering of interpolators over the millenniums. The Noble Quran has preserved examples of such prophecies, like the prayer of Prophet Abraham, peace upon him, and the tidings of the virgin-born Messiah to his followers, as testified by Ayah 6 of the Surah. "O children of Israel, indeed I am the Prophet of Allah to you, to confirm what is before me of the Torah, and to give the tidings of the Prophet to come after me, whose name is Ahmad." Now we understand the divine promise to make the truth of Islam prevail over all religions, creeds, that divided humanity into sects and cults by changing the contents of the heavenly scriptures and coining a weird belief such as Paul, the Hellenized Jews' transformation of Prophet Jesus, peace upon him, into God's son. It was for this reason that the Seal of Messengers was born in the full limelight of history in Mecca, in the morally virtuous family of the monotheist Bani Hashim clan, descended from Prophet Abraham's firstborn son, Prophet Ishmael, peace upon him. Thus, the anniversary of this blessed day is an occasion to celebrate as a God-pleasing duty for every true Muslim, since divine providence decreed that this was no ordinary birth. As a matter of fact, as history bears testimony, Prophet Muhammad's birth was preceded by and accompanied with miracles, such as the divine wrath that struck the elephantine hordes of Abrahe, the Abyssinian governor of Yemen, who intended to destroy the Holy Kaaba. It would be repetitive to say the idols installed in Abraham's monotheist edifice, the Holy Kaaba, by the pagan Arabs, crashed headlong on the night of his birth. In Ctesiphon, in Madain in Iraq, a crack appeared in the main arch of the palace of the Sassanid king of kings, Anushirvan, while 14 parapets fell to the ground from atop the royal residence. In interior Iran, the sacred fire kept burning for centuries in the main Zoroastrian temple suddenly died down. Similar miracles were witnessed in far-off China, as well as in India and in the Roman Empire, spread across Europe and North Africa, heralding the birth of the deliverer of mankind. Perhaps the skeptics, including the so-called Muslims who frown upon the birthday celebrations of the greatest prophet, may say Islam has failed to prevail over all religions, and moreover, their differences about the date of his birth anniversary as well as jurisprudential matters. In addition, Islam today in non-Muslim countries is depicted as the creed of cutthroats, of mass murderers, of cannibalistic terrorists, of jihadi rapists, and the like. This deliberate distortion of facts warrants us to scientifically probe the exemplary life of the best of creation, the dynamic legacy he left, and for whom, and did those who claim to be the political representatives of the Prophet of Peace follow his advice and formula for unity, especially the following hadith: I am leaving behind among you the Thaqalain, or two weighty things, the Book of God, Quran, and my progeny, the Ahlul Bayt. Hold fast to them and you will not go astray, for the two never separate with each other, even when they return to me at the fountain of Kothar on Resurrection Day. The answer is obvious. The caliphate was hijacked, and any usurper, whether of the past when military power subdued lands from Spain in the west to the borders of India and China in the east, or of our times when terrorists masquerade as Muslims, cannot make any deviant ideology prevail over all other religions. This means God's promise of Islam's peaceful prevailing over all creeds will only be fulfilled when the master of the affairs are the legitimate and divinely designated successors of the messenger of mercy. For this reason, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, had said without mincing words, as recorded in the hadith compilations of our Sunni brethren as well, the world will not end until my descendant, Imam Mahdi, peace upon him, will reappear to establish the global government of peace and justice by ending corruption and oppression. As for the actual date of his birth, this is not a matter of contention, as was wisely resolved by the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, in 1979, when he designated the Islamic Unity Week to bridge the 12th and 17th span. The Prophet's 16th infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, has said that on the birth of his illustrious ancestor, Fatima bint Asad, peace upon her, the mother of Imam Ali, peace upon him, rushed to her husband Abu Talib and gave the good news of the birth of a radiant nephew to him. She also described strange things about the wonderful birth. Abu Talib said, "After 30 years, a son will be born to you too, who will be like this newborn in every aspect except prophethood." Abu Talib, peace upon him, performed the aqiqah, or hair-removing ceremony of his nephew on the seventh day of birth and invited the entire Hashemite clan to the feast, saying it is the walime, or banquet of Ahmad. Asked why was Muhammad being called Ahmad, he said, "Those in the heaven praise him as such." The pseudo-Muslims, wrongly accusing the Prophet's guardian and uncle, who till the last years of his life fiercely protected his nephew from the plots of the pagan Arabs, of lacking faith in Islam, should read the Noble Quran, where in Ayah 6 of Surah Saf, the Almighty Allah has quoted the tidings of Prophet Jesus, peace upon him, to his followers some 6 centuries before the birth of the Prophet of Islam, foretelling the coming of the Prophet after him named Ahmad. It is interesting to note that the Gospel of Saint John, despite the tampering it has gone through, still preserves the words of Jesus of the coming of the last and greatest prophet as Comforter in English translation and Paraclete in its Greek translation, which is the translation of the original Hebrew Aramic word Hamdah, or the praiseworthy, and which in Arabic means Ahmad. This is further proof of the universal mission of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to all mankind, the reliability of the narrations of his monotheist household, and the logic behind celebrations of his blessed birth. It is outside the scope of this brief radio program to mention the prophecies of Prophet Moses and Prophet Isaiah about the last prophet, or the predictions in the sacred text of the Zoroastrians and the Hindus of Islam's worldwide triumph. Goodbye, and God bless you all.